You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
You can check and see because they also had that the Journey concert from 81, which seemed kind of odd for them to be playing. But there was that. There was a Carpenters thing on last night. I want to watch that. If you don't know who Karen Carpenter was, but you like Adele and like Norah Jones, and who are the girls? Just they could really, really sing, and just the her image was not hip. She was anything but hip. But to hear her sing was a, you know, just unbelievable. And she's been dead for
a long time.
80, 90, 30, 40 years, mm-hmm. too. But she was one of a kind as well. But she also had some real bad mental and physical issues that killed her. Anorexia is a just a horrible thing. Has that been kind of gotten under control the past two decades? You don't hear about that much anymore.
You don't. You wonder if it's because of our whole obesity. I wonder if because our image of people has changed. I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's an interesting thought. Yeah, I still think that these young ladies that are, you know, that are on these runways look ill.
But you know, and it's not really about it's not really about being thin with most cases. It's about controlling something, and it's a control issue that these young ladies have. They know they
can. What do you mean?
Everything feels out of control in their life, so yeah. They can control one thing,
right?
And that is what they eat,
right?
So it's not
or
necessarily,
puke back up,
and it's not necessarily about being skinny. It's about the control.
Interesting. Okay, man, we're getting pretty heavy here.
I will tell you, I know we're not the show for breaking news, and it doesn't seem to.
Oh God, now what?
There's been a multiple shooting in Orlando.
Again, Orlando.
Yes, multiple fatalities, but
where?
At a industrial office. CNN's reporting on it. So I don't know how big of the story it will be. I'm sure Jarman will keep us up to date.
Well, let's find the TV and let me go back here over here to my news site. Because you always think of one thing. You think of Disney World and MGM and all those places and all the tourists this time of year. This must have just happened. Let me find.
Yeah, it's an industrial area near Orlando. Some are reporting it's a business.
Yeah, Florida shooting results and this says multiple fatalities. Yeah, I'm telling you, you can't give advice on any of this stuff. And anybody in the media who tries to have all the answers is a dummy. They're probably well intentioned, but you've got to know where you are, and even that may not be enough. It's just a frightening thing to be out with your kids someplace at some, you know, festival or at a concert or out for drinks with your wife at night, and all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose.
Tell me.
And it just happens every day now.
Did you see the same interview with he used to be a Secret Service guy?
Which one?
Or maybe everybody was just talking about it. I don't know, but that's what he said this weekend after with everything that happened with London. And once the men got off the bridge and ran into these pubs, I never think about it. And he's, look at your surroundings. Do not run out the door you came in.
Yeah.
There is a door behind you. Yeah. Look for it when you enter.
Yes.
And I don't think most people do that.
I think that also, this may sound silly, but well, no, a cop or anybody that is in, you know, law enforcement of some kind, if they're in a restaurant, they're probably, off the job and out with their wife, they will never sit with their door to the back.
I do not.
They always look at the front. I will not sit with my door to the back. I want to know what's happening in front of me at the front door.
And it's funny does that too. To watch. Yeah, I'm my husband and I fight over the seat. And it's funny when you go out with people because there's quite a few people that do it. And we all are looking at each other going, I'm not moving. I will have that seat. And so everybody's just lined up.
I just refuse to. Yeah. Well, that's just the way you ought to be. And it's unfortunate that that has to be in your mind every time you go out someplace, because you just don't know who's going to, you know, just totally flip out, or who may come in the front door with a shotgun or an AK or something. And, you know, most likely we will all be spared that. But once you see this on television every day and become accustomed, it's like, oh, well, it isn't where I am, so
who cares?
I'm really sad for them, but, you know.
Well, and that's like right now. It says workplace shooting, so.
What does it say? It says here, a business in an area near Orlando, industrial business. Orange County Sheriff said the thing had been contained. There are more details coming. No details available. Multiple fatalities means, well, more than a couple.
Right.
So, you know, what spurred this on? Did somebody get fired?
Well, and that's what's awful, is if that's the thing, then you feel, I feel that it's, I don't know what's the right word, but just smaller, because it's not terrorism. It's not.
But our very first thought every time is this somebody from ISIS or ISIL or some group? There was an incident last week. I can't, because it is so hard now to keep track of them. What happened last week? There was something that was seemingly innocent.
The suitcase in Orlando in front of Pulse?
No, maybe it was that idiot out in Portland. But at first, there was no mention of ISIS whatsoever. But toward the end of the week, they took credit for it. And they likely weren't involved at all. But they attached their name to it because it was how they roll and how they want to be seen. That's their kind of thing. And so they said, yep, it was us. Yay, us.
And as you said earlier, if we didn't have Facebook, they wouldn't even know it happened.
Well, see, that's part of the problem. And I don't know what can be done about that. But that is the way that the word travels about some of this stuff. There are TV shows about this, and they contact people, sometimes young people who are already disgruntled and unhappy, and they can somehow find them on Facebook and recruit them to be parts of this in America. That's why this, you know, homegrown terrorism is as important as who comes into this country. They're already here, and that's the part that we sometimes, you know, you got it. That's they are here, and goodness knows what will come next. So just being vigilant. But then, you know, all this Facebook Live stuff and all this little, you know, code words and stuff out of that show Six, just gave you one indication, one sign of how they communicate with people who are already here. And it's, you just never know if it is, you know, somebody who's trying to copycat what they see happen in London, or if it is just somebody on their own who recruits, you know, some friends because they're young and teenage kids that already hate their lives, and here's a way to make everybody pay them some attention. And they sure get it on the way out. But it's a very disconcerting time to have all this going on, and to have families, and to, you know, worry about going to eat dinner, you know, what might happen there. We shouldn't have to think that way, but we do. It's an unconscious thought. You know, I'm going to be, you know, just go eat somewhere with your wife, and God knows what might happen then.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely nothing. On the other hand,
I couldn't believe they had the tribute concert last night, because
I was surprised that they did that again.
But they
wait for a month till it calms down.
Right. I mean, then there was another incident the 24 hours prior to it. Yeah. And so they said they had more security. But I will have to say, it's great. They raised a lot of money. Yep. The whole thing was amazing.
Yep.
Except Ariana Grande, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, does not need to be released for a single. I keep seeing that pop up today.
Oh, really?
It was,
oh God,
awful. It was sweet for the moment, but no.
Well, I it was, you know, I kind of bit my tongue, but you said it, so I'll go on. I think that it was unfortunate that it was at her show, because I despise her. And her little attitude that everybody was aware of, she's a little B-I-T-C, and this just happened to be her. But it almost acted like, she almost acted like, that it's hard to put into words, that not that she was happy it happened, but it made her a hero and put her back in the spotlight. And she was a little bit too cute and mouthy last night, a little too overly fake emotional, I thought, although it's a very emotional thing.
Yes, what has happened is awful.
It's awful, and we all know it. We don't need a speech from Justin Bieber to reinforce how bad this is. And bless her heart for going to see these kids and being sweet. But it almost seems like it was staged for her benefit.
Well, I mean,
a single of Over the Rainbow?
And it's awful. And look, you know, when she breaks down and starts crying, and that part is very sweet. But the part before it, she can't sing the song. She's one of these. You're going to hate her.
Well, if people, she needs to give the money to the families or something. If she's going to do that, it seems like.
No, that's the whole point of it.
Please quit using the American flag for toilet paper.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm tired of people using the flag and the Bible to hide behind or to wave inappropriately.
No, our Ariola Venti took a picture not too long ago saying, this is what I think of
who's flag. She?
Ariana Grande.
Oh.
Took our American flag and put it up on Snapchat with her wiping her butt with it and saying.
Oh, she did.
I didn't know that.
Saying that, you know, this is what I think of your flag. Can wipe my ass with it.
Ariana Grande did?
Yes.
And now she's a hero.
Correct.
Well, yeah. She just happened to be the one. And that's part to me that was the only bad part. Is that it had to be her now that is some kind of a hero for doing it. I don't know. It's
the whole thing
actually been
awful.
Debunked by Snopes, though.
Huh? I don't believe Snopes. Quit looking at Snopes. That thing is so not real.
Why is that?
Just because why would, if I don't believe in any of the news stories, why do I all of a sudden have, I mean, believe in Snopes? I think it was real at one time. I don't believe it anymore.
I think that it's anymore, it may be difficult to prove a lot of stuff. And maybe it does lack a bit of credibility. But, and again, it's hard to trust anything. And I question everything, and everything is a conspiracy theory.
Hey, that's my problem. Snopes could be true and could be right. I'm just questioning everything that I read now. It's sad.
Yep. Yeah. That's why I spend my nights going to bed depressed after going to 8 different news sites, and they're all saying something different.
And if she didn't wipe her ass with the American flag, then I apologize, but I did see the picture, and she could be, her head could be photoshopped on it for all I know.
But now she's an American hero.
She did lick donuts, right?
That's what I've heard. That's the original.
Why?
Well, Ariana Grande is not a African-American, so I don't know.
And there's the one that people have seen.
Right.
She's in the exact same position as the original.
Oh, who cares?
Right.
Enough already.
I just saw the picture.
Of her wiping her butt?
Yeah, it's right there.
Is it a real picture? Let me see it.
Let's get the monitor turned around and not unplugged.
What inspired her to do that?
Right there.
She's giving the finger. But below her is a person with a different
skin color
and face doing the very same thing.
And according to the Snopes article, they just did a simple reverse image search and found the original one.
Oh, screw all these people and the internet and their opinions and everybody that wants to be a star for 5 seconds, either on the internet or by doing something that they think is a noble thing, which in fact may not be, but the world has gone crazy. And that's not anything new, but stuff like this just pisses me off and makes me hate the news, hate the media, and not want to be any part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, I hope, no, not unfortunately, I hope that we handle it better than some do. And if we don't know the answers, we say that. And we don't know the half of hell most that goes on. But to sit back and watch the activities that unfolded just this weekend just leaves you with your head spinning, looking for answers where there may not be any answers.
The only answer is there's hate out there.
Yeah,
we live in a very, very resentful environment on a lot of levels, and that's getting worse, and it's not getting any help from anybody. It's being made worse by some people, and it happens every day, and it's going to keep happening. So so this album by the Beatles,
Happy Monday.
Screw all this crap. Here is the one that Wes and I both, and you will too if you saw it, thought I never had heard of this before. This is John's song, Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite, which is on the album. I guess all of these songs were together. I can't, the album sequencing, they also spent a great deal of time on. This song was based upon, and the lyric content is almost entirely what was on a handbill or a poster, because John had it framed after he bought it at some kind of a flea market. And the poster was about a circus from 18...
Sometime in the 1830s, I think.
1837, 1873, one of the others. And he just bought this poster about a guy that did tricks on a trampoline and all these things. And the poster said, being for the benefit of Mr. Kite. And the lyrics are all pretty much word for word from the poster. And this is one of the ones where they used some of that strange tape stretching to make it sound different and to make the things match up, because it was recorded on different pianos and all this weird stuff. So just to do something besides the news and death and dying, let's look at this for just a moment, and from Sergeant Pepper's.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.